This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Right now, let's go to the fan hotline and we welcome in Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. He's host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check out the Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. One of the best things about the Odyssey app, folks, it's absolutely free. And you always take something for free. Brian Baldinger joins us this morning. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Good to be with you. Thanks.
Mason Graham, he's our number 5 overall pick. What do you like about Mason? What don't you like about Mason? Or what do you think he might need improvement on, I should say?
Well, I mean, he's got to learn how to play the NFL game. I mean, he had a good career at Michigan. It's not the NFL. The offenses don't look anything like they do in college, so he's got to get used to the NFL game, the physicalness of it, the beating, the double teams that he's going to get at the point. He doesn't quite see that type of he doesn't see that size and that power coming at him. So he's got to learn those techniques to take on double teams, and then he's got to develop his pass rush, and how he's going to decipher play action versus run action versus, third down and long and what your plan is. So, he's at the very beginning stages, but there's a lot to work with. The effort is there. I think he's shaped up his body quite a bit from his college days to now. So that's always good. He's young. So, you could do that for the next 5 or 6 years, continue to work on yourself physically. And, I think he's got the right attitudes. I think it's a good defensive front. And so he's going to be a part of it. I mean, they're going to start two rookies in their defense in Mason and Carson Schwechinger. And they both look ready for prime time to me.
Brian, how much does, and forgive me, because Myles Garrett should make everybody better, but how much better does Mason Graham look when Myles Garrett is in that lineup week one?
It's hard to say. I mean, it really is. I mean, we've seen just a small sample. I watched them, scrimmaging last week against the Eagles, and, it's hard to really, in that scrimmage, really see the difference. But, Myles is going to draw a lot of attention anywhere he goes. And that's why they move him around. They're going to move him around even more this year. But they're going to move him around so that it's hard to just pinpoint where he's going to be. So, in theory, Mason Graham's going to get a lot of one-on-ones, more than if Myles Garrett wasn't out there on the field. So, it should make things better for everybody out there, whoever it might be, whether it's Alex Wright or, Malik Collins or Shelby Harris, whoever, Isaiah McGuire, whoever's out there. I mean, it should be better. All those guys should be better when Myles is on the field.
We were obviously very terrified of life without JOK, who goes down with the injury last year and then got all his second opinions and has paused his NFL playing career. But then we take an exciting linebacker, and I know it's a lot to ask of somebody, of a rookie, to fill those shoes, of somebody who's good as JOK, but do you think they're on the right track?
I do. He had an amazing season last year in college, and I saw him in training camp, talked to him briefly, not a long time, but he's ready to wear the green dot. He's ready to take charge the way JOK did. I he might never come off the field defensively. He might be in part of every one of Jim Schwartz's package. Now, I might be wrong. It's still a long ways away to, you open up with Cincinnati, but it looks like he's going to be on the field in every situation. And he does have really good instincts. In that first game, he played 13 plays. He had 7 tackles. I mean, he knows how to find the football. And he's, I think he's built for it. You know, he's probably bigger than JOK. I'm not saying he's better. JOK was an electric player, but you know, he's got his own attributes that you can count on, I think.
Brian Boldinger joining us here. He's the host of the Best Football Show podcast. So have they made the right decision to start Joe Flacco this season?
Well, he's the only healthy guy they have. They had no choice. I mean, I think that in theory they would have liked to at least had some kind of a competition. But, I mean, everybody got hurt. And so there was no competition. But, you know, just watching Joe in practice and watching him in scrimmage against the Eagles, he took the majority of the snaps in practice. And I saw him afterwards. This is his wife. He's got five kids. I mean, what the matter? He looks fresh as can be. Now, it's we haven't started. The hits haven't started piling up. All those kind of things that can happen. But the guy is just a remarkable athlete. I mean, the arm doesn't look any different than when you went out to watch him in 2008 as a rookie with the Ravens. And he can still move well enough. He's not a statue back there. So, I don't know. Like, I even if these guys didn't get hurt, I mean, I think he would have won the job. I mean, I think his experience, his arm, his ability, his ability to see over the top at his size, I mean, those are all things that you're looking for in any quarterback. He just happens to be 40. And it's not a long-term answer. But I think it's the best answer for right now to start the season.
Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, Sanders, how would your depth chart look if you were the head coach of the Browns?
Well, who's healthy? Who's practicing? I don't know. I mean, honestly, like Dylan Gabriel didn't play badly the other day, the interception. I don't know what Deontay Johnson was doing on the play. But, you know, I mean, it's an interception. It's a pick six. It's not a good play. You don't want it on your resume, but he bounced back. He threw a lot of completions. Pickett, I haven't seen him play in a long time. I kind of know what he can do, but you still haven't seen him play and see what kind of time he has. And Shadur's got an oblique injury. So I don't know how you can form the depth chart with what they have. And I don't know if Stu Puntley is on the team or not on the team. He might be the healthiest guy they have. But I know Dylan's healthy right now, so I shouldn't say that. But it's hard to stack it up right now. I mean, Shadur had a nice, really nice opening day. And we haven't seen him really play much since. So, you know, you got to practice. You got to get out there. You got to work on these things. You got to see things. You got to, like, start game planning pretty soon. I'd like to see who's healthy before I see who's number two right now.
If they were both healthy, Sanders, Gabriel, who do you like better?
I think they both have good qualities. I don't know one's better than the other right now. Dylan's is smaller. You kind of like Shadur's size better. The two touchdown throws he made were legit throws, and he trusts his protection. He did great things. I probably would lean a little bit towards Shadur right now, but you'd also like to see a whole lot more than 30 plays, you know, to make that assessment.
Brian Boldinger joined us on the hotline. I think you just kind of stumbled onto it at the end there of the hard part. I think all of this is focused on, which is how do you evaluate when you have two different types of quarterback competitions, one for the starter, one for the backup. I know they said it was a fair competition from day one. I don't really think that Shadur or Dylan Gabriel had much of a chance to start week one. Given all of that, like, you were out here, you've talked to the coaches, you've talked to people within the Browns front office. Like, this was a very, very difficult Herculean task, no?
Yeah, I never thought it was going to be fair. And I never thought it would. The way practice is now, there's just not enough quality reps in practice, in scrimmages, or in games. I mean, I do applaud Kevin for going to Philadelphia. They went 2 years ago and having 2 days of scrimmages. It was good work, really good work. That was crisp, and there was no fights, and there was a lot of reps. It's not games, but it's as close to games as you're going to get. So I think there was a lot of good work, but I mean, Joe took most of the reps. So the idea that you could have any kind of a competition if all four guys were healthy, I mean, ideally, you'd love to see these guys with the number one offensive line.
Brian,
I'd like to see him with the number one offensive line, you know, and so we could really evaluate, you know, throw to Jerry Jeudy on, you know, a Dino route or, you know, a deep post and see if they have timing on the deep throws. But you don't get enough of those opportunities.
Brian Boldinger joining us on the show. The situation with Anthony Richardson, Would a team like the Browns be interested in bringing in a guy like that, making a trade for he's already laughing. All right, what would a team be interested in bringing him in, like the Browns?
Well, what are the Colts going to do? I mean, if something happens to Daniel Jones right now. I mean, he's still the fourth pick in the draft. I mean, some of these guys, you get – sometimes you get 6, 7, 8, 10 years to prove that you can play. And so, you know, the season hasn't begun yet. There's going to be – there might be opportunities for Anthony to go play again. I don't think they're looking to ship him out. I don't know what their depth chart looks behind, you know, him and Daniel. But just the fact that, you know, they made Daniel the starter doesn't mean it's over for Anthony Richardson. But I don't think they're looking to trade him right now. I think it'd be foolish. I mean, I think he's still a young guy that still has to grow and develop and learn. And I wouldn't give up on him just yet.
But you were just talking about, Baldy, how few opportunities there are oftentimes in today's day and age. Now, what's funny is you've seen some coaches go back to the old methods and against the current grain, which is, hey, Joe Burrow is going to be out there in all three preseason games because Cincinnati doesn't want to get off to a bad start again, 0-2 for the fourth straight year. You're seeing, you know, Patrick Mahomes always seems to want to be out there. But that's just preseason games, not certainly the same as a regular season game. Like, are we in a weird spot in NFL training camp where nobody truly knows how to nurture these young quarterbacks in the most optimal way?
Well, the only way to get better is to play. And so, you know, how many reps there are in these preseason games, Joe's done really good. There's two or three series in each game he's played against, you know, Philadelphia and then against Washington. He played really well. You expect that. But the other side, you know, like you just can't afford to get any of these guys hurt. You can't legislate against injuries. You got to, that's how Joe feels. Even if he's running backwards 20 yards and getting slammed to the ground, he's like, I'm not going to get any better if I'm not playing, if I don't get this timing down. But at the same time, you can't put these guys in bubble wrap and tell them to go play. If you do that, which some teams do, you're basically saying September is the new August, and that's what September's for. To get the timing right, to figure things out, to figure your offense out. That's what happened to the Eagles last year. They were terrible in September last year. But they had the bye week in week 5, and then they went on a run. And they figured things out, what the offense is going to be. And that's kind of what teams have to do right now. We're not getting anything done in August. I mean, it's just not enough. They're just exhibitions out there. They don't even feel like games to me right now. They're just exhibitions. And you can learn a few things. You can see a guy's speed. You can see you can see effort. You can see some technique. But honestly, they feel more like exhibitions than games.
So can a bye week actually, because it was an early bye, can a bye week actually determine if players play in the preseason?
No, I don't think they're looking at that. I don't think they're weighing in what week your bye week is. Huh. But, I mean, the Eagles haven't played any of their players. I mean, they didn't even play their backup quarterback last week.
Mm-hmm.
They're just saving them. They think they have a good roster. I mean, everybody's different, and everybody has a different approach. You can say Cincinnati's playing Joe Burrow because they don't want to get off to a bad start, but the defense is dreadful. So, I don't know how they're going to patch that thing up between now and when they play Cleveland, but, I mean, if you want to go get yourself a win, go play some great offense September 7th and go start 1-0 because that defense looks, they don't look like they've improved at all under Al Golden right now.
Baldy, because it's so weird. I hate to feel like I'm interrogating you here. I'm just trying to find the secret to the Browns here, because over the last 6 years, man, they've had some really nice rosters, and the results have been all over the map. All over the map. What does a team have to have, whether it be in the locker room, culturally, whatever, what does a team have to make a coach comfortable with not playing players in the not playing starters in the preseason?
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily about the roster. Washington put their starting offense out there on the field with the offensive rookie of the year. They didn't have any fear about it. Now, it's one series. They went down the field and scored in four plays. But, you know, I just think that star players win games for you, and teams just don't want to risk losing their star player in a preseason game or scrimmage right now. And that's just where it's at. I mean, what does it take for the Cleveland to turn around? Well, if they had Joe Burrow, it would turn it around. Like, it would give you a fighting chance every week when you have a player of that. But there's one Joe Burrow in this league. They had Baker, and, you know, look, he got hurt, and Things didn't go great, but he's a great talent and he's a great leader and he's great for the locker room. And you're seeing that in Tampa right now. It just, unfortunately, it had to happen someplace else. But, Joe can lead now. Joe knows what to do. I saw him, kibitzing with all the young players. I mean, it's probably a little bit odd. He's got five kids, and I'm sure, when he talks to some of his kids, he might think, the maturity level is the same as some of the guys on the team. I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek. I'm not saying that, they're children out there. But, he's talking to young, Mason Graham is 21 years old. I don't think there's a disconnect. It's still football. But at the same time, you're asking a 40-year-old guy to lead. I know he knows how to do it. But still, there's, if you're going to go, you're probably not watching the same things on TikTok with each other.
Baldy, I started watching the Dallas Cowboys documentary on Netflix yesterday, and you started your career in Dallas, and you were kind of there before. Then it goes to chronicle everything that happened around 1987. It was a pretty interesting year in Dallas. Do you have any thoughts? Are you eager to watch that, or are you like, I'm good, I saw it all, I know about how this happened?
I haven't gone looking for it. I barely know. I mean, you just reminded me that it's on. I'm sure I'm going to hear about it. I'm always interested in the Cowboys and the history and the folklore and everything. 87 was a strike year. It was an ugly year in Dallas. I was there during that time. Thankfully, Jimmy Johnson came in with Jerry and turned things around, for a brief period of time. It was a miraculous turnaround from 89 to 94. I mean, absolutely miraculous what they did. I don't know that anybody's ever turned a franchise around that quickly. But, it's been a lot of drama since then. But, they've proven, Dallas proved that if you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, you have a chance to win Super Bowls. And if you don't, it's hard to win Super Bowls. And that's if you don't have a perfect team around the quarterback. And I think that's one of the messages that will probably get sent, because I'm sure they're going to talk to Roger and they're going to talk to Troy, as they should. I mean, they know what it takes to win in Dallas, which isn't easy. I mean, there's a lot of distractions in that town and a lot of expectations, and football is king. And so, you got to put a good product on the field for the fans to show up in that building.
Brian, you've been very gracious with your time. All the best. Hope to talk to you again soon.
My pleasure, guys. You bet.
Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. He's the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check it out. The Best Football Show. It's on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Brian Baldinger had a lot of interesting answers. Big thanks to Brian. We love it when Baldy comes on. You can hear that entire interview, 92.3thefan.com. It's going up as soon as possible. Now, two answers that stood out. One, he's liking Joe Flacco, said he's still looking fresh.
Just watching Joe in practice and watching him in scrimmage against the Eagles, he looks fresh as can be. Now, the hits haven't started piling up, all those kind of things that can happen. But even if these guys didn't get hurt, I mean, I think he would have won the job. I mean, I think his experience, his arm, his ability, his ability to see over the top at his size, I mean, those are all things that you're looking for in any quarterback. He just happens to be 40.
Joe Flacco right now. Don't take this the wrong way, Tone. He's a gallon of milk that's like a day past expiration. So if it was like 8, 19, 2025, you're like, probably still good. I get another couple of days of this.
A few more.
I don't want to go the whole fall with the rest of this. I get another couple of days. They do that. They put that date on there just to make sure that they cover their bases legally. I bet we can go until Saturday on that milk. I bet we can get to there. Friday. That's what Joe is. I thought it was not a good thing for Dylan Gabriel when I asked him about Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's in the comparison, and this is what he had to say.
I think they both have good qualities. I don't know one's better than the other right now. Dylan's is smaller, and you kind of like Shadur's size better. The two touchdown throws he made were legit throws, and he trusts his protection. He did great things. I probably would lean a little bit towards Shadur right now, but you'd also like to see a whole lot more than 30 plays, you know, to make an assessment.
It ain't good for your third-round pick. I mean, Baldy calls it like he sees it. If your third-round pick is comparable to your fifth-round pick, yeah, I know he ain't no normal fifth-round pick. I get that. But, you know, a lot of the anti-Shador people, they want to say he's just a fifth-round pick. I don't know. If Dylan just doesn't look like if there's not really that much of a difference there between the fifth-round pick and he's saying that he'd probably rather have Shador. Again, what are we doing here, guys?
Okay, well, fight
what
you a little it? Bit on this, though?
Fine. Fight away.
Because we still have people that call in and say, he's not a fifth-round pick. He's not a third-round pick. He was a first-round pick or a second-round pick.
He could have been.
So if Dylan Gabriel, as a third-round pick who was overdrafted, is still in the same stratosphere as Shador, what does that say for Shador?
That we all probably overrated him. Right?
That's what I mean. Like, I don't know if it's good for either of them.
Hold on. Okay, fair enough.
It means that there hasn't been any kind of a gap formed. Like, you wouldn't want, if we were talking Jaden Daniels this year, like, there'd be a gap. It'd be like, whoa, Jaden Daniels is looking like a guy who could start week one.
Yeah,
Everybody who's close to this has said neither is close to starting week one for the Browns.
Jordan Schultz said he was getting texts from NFL guys who were scouts on teams, saying they were shocked at the performance they were seeing against Carolina. And I know all you guys say, yeah, but you get a bunch of Instacart delivery. Okay, fine, whatever, because you guys used to say grocery baggers, but no one bags groceries anymore, it seems. Shador, I don't know where the truth lies. I think Shador probably could have went first round, ended up in the second round, could have ended up in the second round, ended up going in the fifth round. I think the NFL was definitely trying to tell everybody. I don't think they were trying to prove a point, set him up for failure, this, that, the other. I think the rest of the NFL is like, okay, yeah, you guys just go ahead and see. And I think he surprised a lot of people 2 weeks ago, Shador did. And then Dillon Gabriel goes out, and I thought Dillon Gabriel played somewhat functional football for the most part. But the turnovers, the sloppiness, that was there. I can't take that away from. I can't take that away and say you can't count that towards it if we're going to count the near interception by the linebacker against Shador Sanders. So if we're counting it all, if Dillon Gabriel, who's supposed to be this, you're going to see him. He's smarter. He knows this offense. He knows how to run an offense. If I can barely separate the guy from the guy who's supposed to not know the offense, not supposed to be able to draw it up on the whiteboard, who's supposed to be able to be brought along with training wheels or basically one of those fun carts, the one that I gave you, the red thing. What's that thing called? The cozy cart?
Yeah.
Basically, that's what they're, the cozy coop, that's what they're saying Shador should have. And right now I got a guy who knows the NFL left and right, knows football left and right, definitely a football guy. He's saying that he'd probably rather have Shador right now. So what the hell are we doing with the guy in the third round then?
Well, I keep thinking about is when, you know,
it's
Albert.
A damn good argument
when,
you just made.
But when Albert Breer has come on or Zach Jackson and they're like, they would not trust either Shador or Dillon Gabriel to start in the first few weeks of the season.
Did we draft either of them?
That kind of means that neither of them. Now, you could argue they haven't had much of a chance because it's been divided four ways. My God, what a setup. But it kind of shows you that neither of them has dazzled to the extent where it's like, whoa, we got to stop and take inventory of this. This is a game changer. Because that just hasn't happened, right?
It hasn't. But we have not got to see either of them for a long period of time. So it is, guilty as charged. It's a little bit unfair to Dillon Gabriel for me to go on that. But I put him in that spot where we can only see from what we've seen. He's only seen what he's seen. He's seen more practices than what we probably think. Because remember, he was at Brown's practice. Brian was. Then he was at the joint practices between the two teams. So he's going to be able to see a little bit more. And what he saw out of Dillon Gabriel wasn't overwhelmingly impressive. And if I'm willing to, if I got a guy who's a unfiltered party, a guy who's on the side, not Browns, not any of us, not even a Shadorian or anything like that, and he's saying, hey, I'd probably give the edge to Shador Sanders, I mean, that's great for Dillon Gabriel. 216-474-0092. Here they come. Fred in Cleveland, your first time on The Fan.
Hey, it's Frank, fellas. How y'all doing?
Frank, nicely produced. Hello, Frank.
What's up, man? Hey, listen, man. I think we in it. I don't know, man. I think it's a good situation we in, man. Everybody talking about both of them, man. They both looked it all right to me, man. I'm glad they both looked it all right. And I'm cool with Flacco starting. That's not a problem with me, man. I'm more than to next year. And I'm trying to hopefully we can go in the next season with them first two picks without picking a quarterback. Because if we could do that, man, we bounce back from that Deshaun Watson fiasco.
But that's still that you know that's still a hope. That's not an expectation, Frank. Don't you go to games? I thought are you the one that goes to games?
I don't want
to
be traveling. Yeah, I'll be going to the games, man. But listen, man, I just feel like one of them got to come out of here, man. They ain't talking about that. We ain't think TB12 was going. They ain't talking about TB12. Was he supposed to slide the way he slid to?
I don't know. I don't think a lot of people were sitting there making a big deal about Tom Brady going in the first round before that draft.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, man.
Hold on.
Slow down. A lot of people don't know, man. You don't know. So
what does that got to do with the price of fish, Frank?
Hey, we had two rookie quarterbacks, man, that both looked at all right, man. As long if they mess up, man, Stefanski got to go, man.
Okay, they do. But, Frank, hold on a second here.
What's up?
People were saying that about Shador. Nobody was saying that about Tom Brady. There's no comparison.
Well, they were saying that about Shador, and Shador proved them wrong for that one game. Let's see some more. But I'm going off of what I just seen and what I seen in college.
Well, when are we going to be able to do that? Because he's not going to get first team reps until the week he starts.
Well, you got to get Stefanski out of here.
Always comes back to you wanting to fire Kevin. Why do you hate Kevin so much?
I don't know, but I don't hate him. He's not for us, man. He's just not for us, man. He's something to me, man. I'm done with sometimes.
Frank.
Sometimes I'll be like, okay, the dude can coach. Then I'll be like, man, what is he doing?
Frank.
Yeah, fellas.
Side question real quick. Do you believe a 20-year-old Browns fan who says he's a Browns fan? Do you believe a 20-year-old Browns fan knows who Paul Brown is?
Depending on who his family members are. Because he could be sitting around talking to some old heads and just be loving the game and just always and sucking it up, so that he probably could know. I can't say he wouldn't. You got to ask him some more questions about Paul Brown.
Frank, when we meet, I'm going to shake your hand. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. That question was asked earlier in the show.
I don't know if you claim a win there. Kind of seemed like he's saying some people don't, some people do.
Well, it's one. It's one. I can't claim a win when Frank in Cleveland calls in and just there's one guy. We go to Frank from Frank to Franklin in Atlanta, Georgia, home of the Omni. Hello, Frank.
Hey, ATL in the building. How y'all doing, fellas?
Hi, Franklin. Go right on ahead.
Hey, I'm going to be honest. So I'm an Eagles fan.
Oh.
I found y'all show because once Shador was drafted, that's when I started watching. I never knew about your show. I never even knew about Cleveland no more because the only thing I know about Cleveland is 35 other quarterbacks.
So are you telling me that if they cut him next week, it's going to cost me listeners?
I'm gone right off the
Jimmy,
rip. I'm gone.
Everybody, you better keep him. Don't you cost me listeners.
I'm telling you right now, everybody, YouTube, the streams, all that stuff is cut. Off rip, I'm gone. But I'm gonna be honest. Let's talk real football. The issue I have with Cleveland and the coaches is that they didn't give Shador the fair chance, and I don't like the position they put Dylan in. We all know Dylan was a 6th-round quarterback. He went to Oregon. I mean, come on now. Oregon is not that great. My Georgia Bulldogs killed them.
Oregon's a good program, Franklin.
I don't know why they coach. I don't know why they coach talked all that stuff, but it's not like we didn't beat them by 50 points, but that's another.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Conversation. But I want to just really talk about ins and outs, but Shador is a culture change all the way. He's a quarterback. He's going to have fun, but he's going to put in the work.
Agreed.
And the problem is Kevin is one of those coaches that he's not used to pressure. And when you put Shador in, more eyes are going to be on you. And I feel like he's scared of that pressure.
This call is a roller coaster. I've agreed with you, and absolutely, I have agreed with some of your opinions in this call, Franklin, and then some of the opinions I found abhorrent. I don't know if there's any more pressure than the head coach of the Cleveland Browns other than being the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. We are a fishbowl here. Atlanta, you guys got a lot of different things that you got going on. Like, you're the capital of college football and all that other stuff. Like, we got the Browns, and we're a big city, but we're not as big as Atlanta. And people, we like the Guardians, we like the Cavs. People pay attention to everything the Browns do here. And so they pay attention to everything Kevin does. They pay attention to everything the quarterback does. Like, I get tweets about people following them into Discount Drug Mart and stuff. Like, they pay attention to everything. There is so much pressure to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. The only person who has more pressure is the quarterback.
But the bad thing, what's so crazy, the history of Cleveland, Jim Brown. Y'all, listen, the Browns fans deserve winners. And I don't think y'all owner wants to win. I don't think let me tell you something.
That's another thing I disagree with.
I'm going to tell you why I disagree with you now.
Tell me quick.
When Howie Roseman makes the decision, he makes decisions to win.
All right. What about when the owner basically stuffed him in a closet down the hallway and let Chick Kelly run everything?
Watch this. And I was against that. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. And I was one of the main people like, why the world would you do that? And guess what? He messed our culture up. And what do? One thing that Eagles do really well that Browns don't, we get rid of people fast. And we start over fast. Just like we got Carson Wentz. Hey, Wentz, you messing our culture up. We're gonna draft Jalen Hurts now. And we don't care what you think about it. We're going to get people out of there. That's what y'all got to do. Y'all got to stop living in the past. I want the Browns to do good. Y'all have a lot of history. But that's the big issue.
Franklin, so thank you very much for the call and the kindness. And thank you very much for listening.
Did that Haslam's or Barry or whoever was responsible for drafting Shador, did they know that that was coming with them?
Yes. No.
Did they fully know?
They did not know that. I will tell you guys this right now. If you know anything about Jimmy Haslam, he wants to win. He will walk in the studio and choke me out with his bare hands right now if that means that the Browns get to go to the AFC Championship game. Any question?
I've never...
It put me in a headlock.
I mean,
Hogan Richard Beltzer style.
I've never questioned whether he wants to win. Of course, I think most owners probably want to win.
Never thought about what he just said there in just a second. I will say one thing to Franklin. In Atlanta, Georgia, where I go, you're only listening because of Shador Sanders? He goes, yeah, if he's gone, I'm gone, and a whole lot of other people are gone. Guys, this is my third rodeo with this. Lima's too as well. I mean, we've been here 14 years, almost exactly to the day. This is our third rodeo. We had this with Johnny. We had a bunch of people from Texas who were getting in then. We definitely went through this with Baker. We've been through this now with Shador. We're going through this now with Shador, and I'm sure we'll do it with somebody else. If they do draft Arch Manning next year, if Arch Manning does decide to come out in the draft the way he kind of said it the other day or yesterday, I'm sure there's going to be a hell of a lot. The eyes of Texas will be upon us again. Yeah, it happens. It happens. We're happy to be in your life for as long as we're in your life.
But, really
but I
is,
hope Shador is in our lives for a great long period of time because
really
that means
is
he's successful.
A new era of football. You're right. We've dealt with the Baker stuff. We now are dealing with Shador. But what's interesting is these quarterbacks, they bounce around to different teams in college. Heck, in high school, they transfer three or four times. They get their NIL money. Like, why is it? Why is it that these quarterbacks come through and they almost, their fans just end up jumping on a bandwagon while they're there, while they, unless they feel like their quarterback is being mistreated, and we're starting to get a lot of that. I mean, you've noticed the Colorado avatars, the social media following that Shador has, a lot of them are now like, the Browns, this is why the Browns are the Browns. They're ruining Shador like they ruin everyone.
Well, I don't know the first team rep thing I could talk about. I don't understand it. Yesterday, what's the stuff about the first team reps? We're getting ready for the season. Clearly, I don't agree with them on their depth chart about having Dylan Gabriel ahead of Shador. Okay, we can do that, but as far as first team reps, they're Joe's reps. If we're getting ready for a game week, then yeah, it's Joe's reps. Like, I'm sorry, guys, Shador's not going to get snaps, and I like Shador. He ain't going to get snaps until the week he starts. He's going to run scout team. He's going to be on this roster. Well, if he ain't on this roster, I don't know what I'm going to be on Wednesday morning. I don't know what it's going to be. Hopefully, we won't have to find out. But if he's on this roster, he's going to run scout team. And eventually, he's going to get his chance. He's going to have to put his nose to the grindstone, all the other crap that we say. And he will get his first team reps for the first time in game week whenever he starts. And I will be nervous. But he handled himself well against Carolina a couple weeks ago. I thought Kevin handled the offense calling the plays well against Carolina a couple of weeks ago. I will go back to that experience. But also know that he's playing against first teamers and trying guys who are trying to win football games, not just jobs. He will be playing with first teamers. So maybe he'll have Jerry Jeudy, and maybe we'll have David Njoku, and maybe Isaiah Bond is a good wide receiver by then, or Jamari Thrash emerges, or whatever we can find. And I'll have hope. That's where we're at on that. I don't think it's really great for Dylan to be the guy who's supposed to be having all these intangibles. He's just not a tall quarterback, and to be kind of in the same ranking. But, you know, damn it, there were a lot of people. Again, I wasn't the one crying on national television over him not getting drafted in the first or second round like Mel Kiper Jr. was. But damn it, Tone, that was a hell of an argument you made against me. Like, should Dylan Gabriel be just a little bit behind Shador? Well, I think that's where the Shador fans would go, well, you haven't given him the opportunity to show that he's ahead of him. Okay, hell of a point.
I mean, it's not been a great opportunity for either. We can be honest with that part of this, right? It's not been a great opportunity.
No, it hasn't. Are they wasting Joe Burrow's time down in Cincinnati? We'll answer that on the podcast tomorrow.
We're done already?
Yeah. Show's over, man.
It flew. Lines.
It really flew.
I'm sorry, Mike and Shaker, Steve and Lindhurst.
Dan,
Trent,
Troy
and Fort
Zanesville.
Worth, Troy
says
and Zanesville.
All right, Troy, you got 10 seconds. Hit it. Go.
Gabriel started out first quarter 6-for-7 on third downs against the Eagles defense. Sanders was uninspiring against the backups for the Panthers defense in the first quarter.
Wow.
There's what you need to know, man.
Well, who couldn't put the ball in the breadbasket of the running back?
That would be Gabriel.
Okay. Ah, see, two can play this game, Troy. Troy, I'm messing with you. Thank you very much for the call. I'm sorry, I had to scratch that itch.
We take one more.
Trenton, Fort Worth, Texas. You got 5 seconds. Go.
5 seconds, there. Love the show, guys. Take care. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you very much.
I love that. He's like, you know what? You're not going to goad me into doing that.
Love him. Get in tomorrow. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Brian Baldinger was exceptional. Listen to his interview. 92.3thefan.com. Why he puts Shador Sanders ahead of Dylan Gabriel right now. And Joe Flacco, still a lot to look forward to.
What a call on National Radio Day.
Excellent. Are we celebrating? Are we taking pictures and putting it on our social media?
I will.
Are we going to do the radio thing where we take a picture with a celebrity and we point to him with a weird smile on our face? Have a wonderful day, my friends.
Hey, it's Sinbad.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.